This goes to Dr. Regan, R-E-G-A-N, Walden, W-A-L-D-I-N, fax 989-629-8149, regarding Dawn, D-A-W-N, middle initial K, last name is Luce, L-U-C-E, date of birth 3/28/1957. Dear Dr. Walden, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Luce with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 1st. Her weight is stable, but she did have another severe attack of urosepsis in August of this year. And she'd never had asymptomatic UTIs that resulted in sepsis before she was started on Jardiance. So that has been discontinued. And hopefully that will not reoccur again because she has absolutely no symptoms of urinary tract infection when it does occur, and therefore it progresses quickly to urosepsis. Instead of Jardiance, she's been switched to Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram weekly, and that seems to be controlling sugar, she reports. She's feeling quite well. She does report that her veins have been difficult to draw blood from. A lot of times it takes them 3 to 4 times before they can actually access a vein. And we've had reports of hemolysis on our lab values. And potassium levels have also been slightly elevated when the reports of hemolysis are there. She denies any headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Currently, urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, no foul odor, no dysuria, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight the maximum dose of Benicar, 40 milligram daily. Also, Bistolic is 20 milligram twice a day. Aldactone, 25 milligram once daily. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Other routine medications are unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, weight, 222 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse, 67 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no CVA tenderness, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-9 of 24. Her creatinine is increasing slowly, most recently 1.69 with estimated GFR of 33. Previous levels 1.58 and 1.51. Albumin 4.4. Calcium is 9.6. Sodium was 139. Potassium 5.6. And this lab draw does not indicate hemolysis. Previous lab 5.2 potassium did indicate hemolysis. CO2 21. Phosphorus 4.3. Hemoglobin is 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with increasing creatinine levels and mild hyperkalemia. We are going to have her repeat the electrolytes within 7 to 10 days. Hopefully they can carefully draw that blood and not cause hemolysis, possibly using butterfly and doing it carefully and slowly, and we will check the potassium level. She did get a copy of the low potassium diet, showing her the foods to avoid to keep potassium levels in the normal range. Two, hypertension, currently well controlled, and three, diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.